government is the problem.
I believe it is clear our federal government is overgrown and overweight. Indeed, it is time our government should go on a diet.
There's millions of people in this country that I don't think they really grasp what really could happen.
The New Deal and the Fair Deal were bold measures for their generation. But now this is a new generation. And we stand today on the edge of a new frontier.
Let no one be in any doubt. The rules of the game are changing.
You're listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network, the gem of the mountains. Learn more about the Micro Effect at themicroeffect.com.
The era of big government is over.
Welcome back to hour number three of this, the penultimate edition of the Global Freedom Report. If you just joined us, you have missed a tremendous show so far. But fear not, because there's still a lot more to come in this hour number three. My name is Brent Johnson. I'm your host. And if you'd like to be part of the show, there are several ways you can join in. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your perspectives and answer our question of the week from the privacy of your computer, your home, your business, wherever you happen to be. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the United States and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 to go on the air live. If you are outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call because of that will make you get on the air ahead of anybody else and as fast as possible. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. Our question for your consideration, if you were given absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society, what would they be? If you were given absolute power to put into effect three changes from your society, what would they be? From Rocky Five, if I could change three things. Number one, I would do away with government-paid abortions. If I killed someone, I'd have to pay for it. If they wanted to murder their child, they should have to pay for it. Number two, I would do away with income tax. Number three, I would make it possible for overseas jobs to return to America. All right. If you have an answer to this, I want to hear some of your answers. Come on. We've been getting some good ones from the callers. Let's get some from the chat room as well. If you were given absolute power, all you got to do is snap your fingers to put into effect three changes to your society, what would they be? And this comes from Meat Dog in the chat room. Brent Johnson, I'm sorry to hear of your future departure from talk radio. I hope your retirement is short-lived. I don't know if Brent can read this, but he has dispensed a lot of wisdom and valuable information during his tenure. Well, I appreciate that, Meat Dog, and I will continue to be on the air. I'll be guesting and co-hosting on other shows. I'll be doing interviews, which I'll post up as podcasts. In other words, my voice will be there, just not on a regular basis, at least not for the time being. We'll see what happens in the future. 888-747-1968. If you were given absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society, what would they be? Now, it's time for Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative. Listen.
When confronting an armed enemy, the big question is what weapons they're bringing to the fight. Trick your enemy into bringing the wrong weapon, and you've got the advantage. If someone thinks they're taking fire from a sniper, for example, they'll choose something long range with a long barrel, which won't do much good in close combat.
Now, these are lessons for fighting a guerrilla war. If you pay attention, there's a lot of good information here. Now it's time for the Patriot Congressman. In today's commentary, Dr. Ron Paul discusses how price controls of gasoline in the aftermath of a catastrophe such as Hurricane Sandy actually harm the market for gasoline during troubled times. He explains how government interference is what always causes problems with supplies because its intrusion never takes into account the increase in demand. Only when government gets out of the way and allows the free market to set prices will the economy get back on a stable and fruitful track. Imagine what our country would be like with Ron Paul as president.
As the northeastern United States continues to recover from Hurricane Sandy, we hear the usual outcry against individuals and companies who dare to charge market prices for goods such as gasoline. The normal market response of rising prices in the wake of a natural disaster and resulting supply disruptions is redefined as price gouging. The government claims that price gouging is the charging of ruinous and exploitative prices for goods in short supply in the wake of a disaster and is a heinous crime. But does this reflect economic reality or merely political posturing to capitalize on raw emotions? In the wake of Hurricane Sandy, the supply of gasoline was greatly disrupted. Many gas stations were unable to pump gas due to the lack of electricity, thus greatly reducing the supply. At the same time, demand for gasoline spiked due to the widespread use of generators. Because gas stations were forbidden from raising their price to meet the increased demand, stations were forced to start limiting the amount of gasoline that individuals could purchase. New Jersey gas stations began to look like Soviet grocery stores. Had gas stations been allowed to raise their prices to reflect the increased demand for gasoline, only those most in need of gasoline would have purchased gas while everyone would have economized on their existing supply. But because prices remain lower than they should have been, no one sought to conserve gas. Low prices signaled that gas was in abundant supply, while in reality was exactly the opposite, and only those fortunate enough to be in the front of the gas lines were able to purchase gas before it sold out. Not surprisingly, a thriving black market developed, with gas offered up $20 per gallon. With price controls in effect, supply shortages were exacerbated. If prices had been allowed to increase to market levels, the profit opportunity would have brought in new supplies from outside the region. As supplies increased, prices gradually would have decreased as supply and demand returned to equilibrium. But with price controls in effect, what company would want to deal with the hassle of shipping gas to a disaster-stricken area with downed power lines and flooded highways when the same profit could be made elsewhere? So instead of gas shipments flooding into the disaster zone, what little gas supplies is left is rapidly sold and consumed. Governments fail to understand that prices are not just random numbers. Prices perform an important role in providing information, coordinating supply and demand, and enabling economic calculation. When government interferes with the price mechanism, economic calamity ensues. Price controls on gasoline led to the infamous gas lines of the 1970s, yet politicians today repeat those same failed mistakes. Instituting price caps at a below market price will always lead to shortages. No act of any legislature can reverse the laws of supply and demand. History shows that the quickest path to economic recovery is to abolish all price controls. If governments really want to aid recovery, they would abolish their price-gouging legislation and allow the free market to function.
What a concept. What a concept. Let the free market function. Get the government out of the way. Let's go to the phones. Ken, calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Ken. You're on the air.
Yes, answer to your three questions in order would be,
yes,
no one could lie, no one could steal, no one could kill. Then we could call it heaven.
No one could kill. Okay, no one could lie, no one could steal, no one could kill. Wow, that's something. I kind of like that. I kind of like that. You know, that's pretty good.
Well,
no
that's
lying, no stealing, and no killing. No, it sounds like a good idea. You know, I think God suggested it at one point.
Well, yeah, and he is sovereign, so eventually it will be that way. So.
Very good. Very good. Good answer.
And thank you for your
anything
personal.
Else,
I
Tim?
I really enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. God bless.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
All right. That's great. You know, I mean, that really, and you might say, well, wait a moment. If you can't kill, what if somebody comes after you? But remember, nobody can come after you to kill or to steal from you, because that's part of it. No lying, no stealing, no killing. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's, you know, concise and elegant and simple. I believe the solutions are all simple. I really do. The circumstances are complex, but the solutions are simple. Now we're going to take a trip back in time to a time when men of character fought a revolution to secure for their posterity, that's you and me, people who they would never meet, freedom and independence. Let's take a look at the Declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Brent Johnson.
For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies. The treachery of the British Crown against the early American colonists was conceived and executed with intelligence, insidiousness, and an overwhelming desire to force the upstart colonists to forever bend their knees in servitude to the English monarchy. In order to accomplish this evil end, King George resorted to the most reprehensible tactics in violation of the fundamental laws of England and the world. In the pre-Revolutionary War era, many American colonists found themselves in danger of being captured, really kidnapped, by British soldiers, then taken to a holding area on board a ship. The colonists were then taken against their will across the sea to England and charged with violations of non-existent laws or rules that applied in England but not in the American colonies. The accused parties were eventually found guilty by the corrupt king's courts, at which point they were generally offered the opportunity to betray their brethren. Those who declined the king's generous offer were summarily executed. And there was no legal recourse available because in those days, the king's word was law. Such atrocities provided good reason for the colonists to revolt, but it did not end there. As the colonists proceeded to develop their own social systems and local laws, they naturally exerted greater degrees of autonomy over their lives. This threatened the king's control and so could not be tolerated by the royal house. In order to deal with this perceived threat, the king developed a brilliant strategy to combat the growing independence of the colonists. While certain territories had been ceded to the colonials for them to develop, other large tracts of land remained under the absolute rule of the British monarchy. It was in these areas that the king's tactics were employed. When colonial regions began to act with greater autonomy, the king, in anticipation of a rebellion, summarily abolished the system of British laws governing an adjacent area to the trouble spot, therein establishing an instant anarchy, resulting in massive chaos among the people. The king would then issue a royal order annexing adjacent areas and expanding the physical size of the region in question until the already well-established anarchy reached into and thereby infected the troublesome colony. This served to severely disrupt any cohesive plans to foment a rebellion among the oppressed colonists. It was strategically brilliant because to the colonists most affected by the chaos and violence, it seemed more like random circumstance than royal planning. And it would have worked if not for a small number of totally dedicated people who gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to fight the injustice of the king simply because it was the only right thing for them to do.
This has been a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Brent Johnson.
And if you would like your own copy of all 18 episodes of A Look at the Declaration, they're on two CDs. They're available from Freedom Bound International. It's very simple. Go to www.globalfreedomreport.com. Go to the sponsor page or go to the blog page, either one, and you will see the banner for A Look at the Declaration. And, you know, I recorded those. And when I listen to them, when I play them on the show and I listen to them, I'm inspired by what these men did. I mean, these men, they gave their lives. They signed, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they signed their own death warrants because it was the right thing to do. For no other reason. How many of you out there can say you have done the same or would do the same? Because that's what you're faced with today. Doing the right thing. Not the convenient thing, not the easy thing, certainly. Not the cheapest thing. Not the most comfortable thing. But to the contrary, the hardest thing. The most expensive thing. The most uncomfortable thing. That's what you're being asked to do. And the only reason you're being asked to do it is because it's the right thing to do. For no other reason. And you know, it's unfortunate that there are too few people out there who are willing to do what's necessary simply because it's the right thing to do. If you were given absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society, what would they be? From Lovely, number one, I would require that all votes are cast on paper ballots and counted in a public venue. Number two, I would remove the concept that corporations are human beings. I assume that means you take away the legal status of persons that is given to corporations. And number three, I would require all schools to be returned to the control of the local communities and force them to be accountable to the parents of the students. We're getting some pretty good answers to this. You know, what do you think? If you were given absolute power, that means you just snap your fingers and it is done. You don't have to justify it. Absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society. What would they be? What would those three changes be? And by the way, Lee Parker, my producer, is going to join us next week. And she's going to share with you some of her insights over the time that she has produced this show, which is close to 20 years. And that's Love Lee, who just gave that answer to our question of the week. What is your answer? You're given absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society. What would those changes be? 888-747-1968 is the toll-free number. 888-747-1968 or answer in the chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Coming up, we're going to go back to school. It's time for Lessons in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. That's next on the Global Freedom Report.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, Candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-4444. 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Serving the planet. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Corruption is government intrusion into market efficiencies in the form of regulation. We have laws against it precisely so we can get away with it. Corruption is our protection. Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why you and I are prancing around in here instead of fighting over scraps of meat out in the street. Corruption is why we win.
Now it's time for Lessons in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public indoctrination centers. Excuse me, schools. Today, I want to speak to you, part one, about asset protection. You know, freedom comes from the preservation of life, liberty, and property rights. Today I want to talk to you about property rights and how you preserve them in an environment in which you have a totalitarian dictatorship which cares nothing about your property rights. How do you prevent your property from being taken? How do you preserve that which you have for so long worked to create? First thing you need to understand is that owning property is a right. A right is a bequest from God. Okay? Anything you get from the government is a privilege. Even if they call it a taxpayer bill of rights, it's not a right. Rights come from God. Privileges come from the state. You have a right to own property. Now, remember, back in old England, that wasn't true. If you were not a member of the aristocracy in the two-class system, if you were a commoner, you couldn't own property. You had no rights at all under the law. But the Declaration of Independence put down in writing that which our founding fathers clearly understood, that we are all children of God and we all have certain unalienable, meaning unchangeable, unviolatable rights. Because we're children of God. No king, no dictator, no law can change that. So you have a right to own property. That's the first thing to understand. And nobody can ever take that right away from you. The second thing you need to understand about property ownership is that the owner of property is always liable for damage caused by that property. There is no exception here. Whether the owner is you or the owner is a corporation or a trust, it makes no difference. Ownership equals liability. And the government locates your property by surveilling your liabilities. You have a Social Security number. There's a straight line from that liability to your earnings. They find out where you make your money. You have recorded your property. That's a liability. There's a straight line over to your real property. You've registered your car. There's a straight line over to your property. By identifying your liabilities, the government can find your property. Conversely, if you own nothing directly, then you have no liability. And since the government identifies your property by liability, if you carry no liability, you become literally invisible to the government. And then you can live free. One more aspect of this part of the asset protection lesson, next week we'll have part two, is the law of principal and agent. And this is one of the foundational laws in our system, and internationally, by the way. And that is that the agent cannot be held liable for actions taken in good faith on behalf of the principal. If you don't own anything, you're not a principal. If you set your life up that you're an agent, everything you do, you're an agent, then you can never be held liable for anything. You have no liability. You become statutorily invisible, and you can enjoy the property that you've worked so hard to create. That is this week's lesson in liberty. Next week, we will continue with part two on asset protection. Right now, we've got callers on the line. We're going to start with Willis in Illinois. Willis, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Yeah, hang on. Bring up the volume on Willis, would you please? I can't hear him. Go ahead, Willis.
I just wanted to let you know I'm enjoying the show, and I thought I had a quick one-answer to your three question, and that is...
Yes.
One change I think we could make that would take care of everything, and that is to set up a theocratic society with Jesus Christ at the head, and everything else would have to fall in line.
Hey, that's a good answer. That's a great answer. You don't really need a number two and number three at that point, do you?
No, you don't, because number one takes care of it all.
Yeah, fantastic. I appreciate it. Anything else, Willis?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Was there anything else?
Nope, that was it.
Well, great. Thank you. Appreciate the call very much, and thank you for listening. And let's see. Okay, we're about to run out of the break. So, Dick from Idaho, I want you to hang on. Stay on the line. I will take you as soon as we come back from the break. Don't go away, okay, because we are coming up on a break. It's also that time where I have to say goodbye to our WWCR shortwave listeners. WWCR only carries the first 2.5 hours of the show. If you are anywhere near internet access or one of our micro-broadcast stations, you can tune in to the last half hour of the show. Go to globalfreedomreport.com if you're anywhere near an online access. Other than that, we will see you, hear you, have you with us next week. And by the way, to those of our listeners who are leaving now from WWCR, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, which comes up on Thursday. With all the other grief and anguish going on, see if you can remember the things for which you have to be thankful. I guarantee you, there are many of those things. And so, you know, I'm thankful for you being there, as a matter of fact. All right. Coming up, we still have Propaganda 101. We have another Spy 101 clip. And we have some stories that you perhaps have not heard about. And we'll take more of your calls. We'll take Dick from Idaho first thing when we come back. This is the Global Freedom Report. 888-747-1968. That's the toll-free number. We'll be right back with more after these words.
More about freedom and your phone calls right after this.
Been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver. In the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of silver solutions as antibacterial agents. So what happened? Why aren't you hearing about silver these days? For those seeking an alternative to the big pharma products and their side effects, International Health has what you've been looking for. Super Silver is an engineered silver nanoparticle solution created using the unique and patented silver technology process of International Health's biotech labs. Hundreds of university and government-level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes, protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offers for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs.
For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water filters, or dial 888-803-4438.
The Micro Effect is the purest form of alternative news and information on the airwaves today. Be part of the effort to inform your fellow Americans about the things they need to know. Help us reach those that are looking for answers and truth about the world today. For a limited time, we are offering a dozen business card-sized magnets for every $25 contribution. Take a minute and go to our website and take a look at how neatly designed these magnets are. Pass them out or give them to your friends and neighbors. Let others know that we are speaking out and that they too have a voice of freedom. Once again, that's a dozen Micro Effect magnets that are business card size for your $25 contribution. For those who are able to contribute more than $25, We have other offers, such as 30 magnets for a $50 contribution, or how about 75 business card-sized micro-effect magnets for $100. Help this network reach America 24 hours a day with your contributions. This is how we fight back with your freedom of speech. If you can't hear us, you're not listening.
This is The Micro Effect.
The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
This is Patrick Heron, author of Return of the Antichrist and the New World Order, and you're listening to the Global Freedom Report with Brent Johnson.
Freedom Fever.
The battle is not the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, and the brave. A small, disciplined militia can not only hold out against a larger force, but drive it back, because they're fighting for what rightfully belongs to them.
Freedom Fever. Make it viral.
Trying to speak the truth is a waste of time because nobody wants the truth. People don't want the truth. God forbid it would all go down in flames. It's the lies that keep the construct going, don't you see? Spread by the vested interests in the government and the private sector and the churches and the stock exchanges, all fabricating and spinning and telling stories that keep 300 million consumers happy and stupid and spending. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I'm not the deluded one. You are.
Money is a crime. Sheriff, sheriff, don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Global Freedom Report for our final segment of this, our penultimate edition of the show. My name is Brent Johnson. I'm your host. If you'd like to join in, you can give us a call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. To go on the air live. If you are outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but we'll get you on the air immediately because of that. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. We can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here. And if you're listening online, I hope you'll take a moment or two to vote for the show. If you did it last hour, that's great, but it's a new hour, and you can do it again. You can vote 2 times per hour from your IP address. Just go to www.talkstreamlive.com, click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report, click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and that's it. You have voted, and we appreciate your vote and your support and your participation. Let's go, as promised, to the phones. Dick from Idaho, thanks so much for waiting. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing, Brent?
Doing fine, Dick. How are you?
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I thought you were going to ask me to answer the 3 questions first, so I'll go ahead and do that.
Sure.
My beautiful girlfriend here gave me the best 3 I could have thought of. It was get rid of the bankers, quit importing foreign oil, and remove the chemical for food supply.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me hear it. Get that again. Get rid of the bankers. What was the second one?
Quit importing foreign oil.
Get rid of the bankers, stop importing foreign oil, and again, number 3.
Remove the chemicals from our food supply.
Can we include water in that?
Yes.
All right, chemicals from the food and water supply. I like it. I like it. You know, see, this is all we need is just a few of us who have absolute power to do anything at all to affect 3 changes, and we could, you know, I mean, boy, that would do it. That's great. Well, thank you, and thank your beautiful girlfriend as well.
Yeah, now for my question. I am in the process of buying some property. It's already in the name of a pure trust organization, and I need some tips on how to make that transaction so that I am named in the trust so that the units secure my interest in the property.
Okay. First thing, if it's not one of my trusts, I have to warn you to be on the lookout for certain things, okay? The most common thing that people do who purvey trusts to ruin the trusts is that they convey legal control. Like they'll give you a management agreement that says you have the right to open bank accounts and buy and sell property and all that. And if such an agreement is provided, it will compromise the pure trust's integrity and it will turn it into a statutory trust. That's what bogus trusts are about. So number one, you have to make sure that the property does not give you legal, the trust does not give you legal control over the property. The trustee has to be a non-relative. That's number one. Number two is that once the property is in trust, you slap a common law lien on the properties to secure your interest in the property. Common law lien covers your actual equity, not interest on a loan, and improvements you've made to the property, again, no interest on a loan, and your life experience. And I use $250 a month as the figure for life experience. And then that makes up the amount of the lien, and you record the common law lien, and it freezes the title in the trust. So nobody can do anything with the property. Then the third thing that you do, okay, once you've got the common law lien and you've got the property in trust, make sure you have a protector in this trust. Because in a pure trust, you must have a protector. And the protector's job is to ensure that the trustee acts correctly. The protector has the authority to discharge the trustee and appoint a new trustee. Keep in mind that neither the trustee nor the protector can be related to you. That would be presumed to give you legal control of the property. If you do those things, property will be very safe in trust.
Okay.
Does that help?
Anything else that you can think of? I know that this trust is protected by another trust. And so I'm once removed as far as the trust goes. And once I pay off the loan amount, then he will, relinquish the units of beneficial interest to me, or something to that effect.
The best thing I could suggest beyond what I've said, because what I've said is pretty generic, the best thing I could suggest beyond that would be that you actually set up time with me on the phone in a private consultation, because anything more, I couldn't tell you anything more without knowing more details about what you have done. And if you're interested in doing that, call my office. The number is toll-free. It's 888-385-3733, 888-385-FREE.
Okay, thank you, Brent. Great program.
Thank you, Dick. Sure thing. And good for you for being involved with trusts. That's the way to do it. We'll talk more about trusts next week, by the way, folks. Right here, the number is 888-747-1968, 888-747-1968 if you want to go on the air live. And Dick, one more time, that number from my office, and all of you can write it down also, is 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Now it's time for this week's Propaganda 101. Propaganda is the art or science, okay, of using sensory input to manipulate the way people view affairs. And one of the most effective tools that propagandists use is vague statements that are represented as facts. Oh, and you'll recognize them as I say them. You hear them all the time. You see them on TV. You read them in the papers and blogs. And they go something like this. Many scientists believe that global warming is the cause of this, that, the other thing, whatever else. It's that phrase, many scientists believe, or experts have concluded. They don't tell you the number of experts, who the experts are. They don't tell you how many scientists or whether or not they are accredited scientists or what. They just leave it sitting there as if it's a fact. Many scientists believe that global warming is the cause of all of our troubles. Experts have concluded that the economy is going to collapse, or that the economic recovery is healthy and going well. And it doesn't matter what they say after these vague statements, because they're cleverly designed to get you to believe that what follows is a fact. Because many scientists believe it, because experts have concluded something similarly vague. When you read a story, look for those vagaries. You know, when you see witnesses say, how many witnesses, who are they, what did they witness? Give me the source of that information. But no, when you get information that is provided as if it is a fact without any source behind the information, that's a vagary. And that's one of the favorite tools of propagandists. And that's this week's Propaganda 101. Hopefully I've been giving you ways to see through the media propaganda that infests our society and the world. Now, if you want to protect your property from being leaned or otherwise attached by the IRS, if you want to conduct your private business without the constant intrusion of government regulations, if you want to eliminate the oppressive credit card debt that has you weighed down and get rid of it completely, if you want to live free from government control, we can help make it happen at Freedom Bound International. That's my consulting firm. Visit our website at www.freedomradio.us. Very simply, we offer the most successful freedom services available. And what I mean by that is after more than 18 years, we boast a 100% track record. Nobody who has followed through on our services has had any trouble from the IRS or the government whatsoever. We can even show you how to move your liquid assets out of the U.S. and out of U.S. dollars and do it without setting off any red flags with either the IRS or the U.S. government. Give us a call toll-free at 888-385-3733. That number again, 888-385-FREE. Or visit us on the web at www.freedomradio.us. That's Freedom Bound International. A mother got slapped with a hefty fine after a pig thug cop ticketed her 3-year-old son, wait for it, for urinating in the family's front yard. Toddler pulled down his pants and went potty in the front yard from wetting his pull-up. Despite objections from the boy's mother, the terrorist pig thug cop wrote out a $2,500 ticket for public urination. The family complained because the street is real, question why that pig thug cop parks at the end of their street daily. Potty training children will go when they want to go, Ashley Warden said with a laugh. Dylan pulled down his pants to pee outside, I guess, and the pig thug cop pulled up and asked for my license and told me he was going to give me a ticket for public urination. The family plans on fighting the ticket since the terrorist pig thug cop stopped Dylan before he could finish urinating. You know, it's even on your own property, but it's not your own property because it's been recorded. You know, because, you know, it's the bank's property. It's the state's property. You have no freedom whatsoever. The solution is tell the government to screw themselves. I refuse to pay. But you see, if you're going to do that, you also have to protect your property. Yeah, you know, because when you get involved with the government attaches everything you have. When you have nothing, then the government can do nothing to you. So I was talking about earlier in Lessons in Liberty. Long gas station lines and empty gas pumps have plagued drivers across New York and New Jersey since Superstorm Hurricane Sandy slammed into the East Coast. Now, just about 2 weeks ago, leaving a gas shortage across the region. Stories of price gouging and fines at gas stations have also become place, but now it seems people, men in particular, are finding new ways to take advantage of gas-seeking tri-state residents. Sex. Men have been taking out personals on Craigslist, offering to trade gasoline for sex. Some of the ads on New York Craigslist.org read, "What would you do for gas? Male, M for W, N for woman, 30, let's help each other," with a smiley face. Or, "Gas for sex, N for woman, 6 foot, 6 foot 1, 225 pounds, Italian, working, good looking, looking to hang out, I have 5 gallons of gas." I mean, it just, I don't know. It seems to me that sex has been turned into nothing more than a commodity. And, you know, that's a shame. It really is. I mean, yes, sex is a commodity. It has been for thousands of years. But sex can be so much more than that. And as people view it as a commodity, more and more, with these kinds of ads, it just seems to me that something has been lost in humanity. The Micro Effect Broadcast Network brings you quality programming that has not been distorted or otherwise interrupted by censorship or politics. That has value. And so I am asking you to help support the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. The best way to support this network is to subscribe to their archives. For only $20 a month, you have access to every show by every broadcast on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That includes hundreds of hours of high-quality programming each month, a diverse range of topics. So please, become a part of a collective effort to restore truth and liberty to our land. Subscribe today. Go to www.themicroeffect.com for more information. Now, here's another thing you can do. You can get yourself press credentials. All you have to do is become a freelance news correspondent for Patriot News Network. You'll receive official press credentials valid for 4 years, including an identification card and folio, a press badge, and a special press identification placard for your vehicle. Members of the press receive all kinds of special considerations, often including special admissions to entertainment events, movies, plays, concerts, and the like, access to crime scenes, political functions, and other official and unofficial gatherings. For more information on becoming a freelance correspondent for the Patriot News Network, go to www.freedomradio.us or call 888-385-3733. That's 888-385-free. And if you go to the website at freedomradio.us, look under products, under press credentials, and you'll get all the information you need. Now, it's time for Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative. Pay attention.
The most advanced computer is worse at identifying faces than a newborn baby. Unless the photo is taken straight on under direct lighting, facial recognition software is nearly worthless.
Catch that? You're all worried about facial recognition software and all that stuff. But the truth of the matter is that it's not very effective. And if you turn if you angle yourself to the facial recognition device, it can't recognize you. Or even if you wear a mask or put a little bit of blackface on your over your eyes, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to defeat facial recognition. You should learn about that because surveillance will become will increase, not decrease, under the tyrants, Obama. If you want to answer this week's show question, give us a call off air at 512-879-3528 and leave a message with your answer. Please speak clearly and explain your position as concisely as possible. This week's question, if you were given absolute power, put into effect three changes to your society, what would they be? So call 512-879-3528 right now. Tell us how you feel about today's issues. Remember to be grateful for the eternal blessings of life and liberty bestowed upon you not by your government, but by your Creator. And appreciate what you have and who is in your life today, for you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Next week, all good things must come to an end. Please join me for the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. I was going to have no special guests, but I've seen a phenomenal video called The Little Government That Could, and we're going to have the videographer, Chris Topher Field, as our guest. Also, my producer, Lee Parker, will offer her thoughts on the evolution of the show and its final termination. We'll take your calls throughout the show and hopefully bring you some needed insight and information on the meaning of liberty and how to live free in today's authoritarian world. Plus, joining us with his weekly freedom commentary, we'll hear from Dr. Ron Paul, the Patriot Congressman. We'll take a trip back in time to a time when men fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We'll take a look at the Declaration. We'll bring you another invaluable lesson in liberty where you learn really useful things I never taught you in public school. And we will embark on our weekly journey into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's all coming up on next week's show. Be sure to visit our website at www.globalfreedomreport.com or call us at 512-879-3528. Now stay tuned for Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz with Jeffrey Bennett. And tune in next week for the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. I'm Brent Johnson, reminding you that freedom is your birthright, a gift from God. Treat it accordingly.
Health is on the rise. Hi, I'm Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. People are waking up to what is important in life. Healthcare is being seen for what it is, and people are awakening. Life Change Tea is a great tasting tea that's refreshing and cleansing to the body. So it tastes good and it does the work. So many emails saying this tea actually works. Hooray for Life Change Tea! And Life Change Tea values their customers. And you know what? The customers value Life Change Tea. If you have acid reflux, liver problems, kidney problems, high cholesterol, constipation, or other numerous health annoyances, try Life Change Tea. But try it now, not later. Make the bad go away. Do it. Yeah, you. Order now. Right now. That's what they told me to say. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you know the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Try it. You'll like it.
Toxins are a serious concern in today's world, and Living Clay is the solution. Live well with Living Clay, the natural calcium bentonite clay everyone is talking about. Living Clay is an exceptionally strong detoxifying and cleansing agent. Born from volcanic ash, rich in trace minerals, and ionically charged, Living Clay absorbs and binds toxins, holding them until they are eliminated. I've been using Living Clay for a long time now, and have not found a better chelator or product to deal with bug bites, burns, etc. You will not be disappointed.
You won't find a smoother, stronger, or more effective all-around natural calcium bentonite clay. Living Clay is the solution you've been looking for. It's so pure, you could eat it. Visit www.livingclayco.com or call 800-915-2529 for wellness products that are as good for you as they are for the world around you. That's 800-915-2529.